শ্রীমদ্ ভাগবতম সেজ নুদেহ মাধ্যম সুলভং সুদুর্লভম প্লবং সুকল্পং গুরুকর্ণধারম মায়ানুকূলেন নবস্ব তীরিতম পুমান ভবাব্দিনান্তরেত স্বাত্মহ। শ্রীমদ্ ভাগবত 11th ক্যান্টো 20th চ্যাপ্টার টেক্সট 17 সেজ সো that means this human body is dullabham, rarely obtainable, and it is a very good boat, like a very good boat to cross over this material ocean of nations. But an expert navigator or boatman is required to be placed in this boat, who will catch hold of the steering. While crossing over this ocean, some favorable wind is required, and that is Krishna Krupa, mercy of Krishna. So, if someone gets all these things, he can very easily cross over this material ocean of nations. If someone, upon obtaining such a nice body, a human body, doesn't endure to cross over this material ocean of nations, he is considered to be committing suicide of the soul or self, atmanghati. Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, says so. Therefore, a Sadguru, a bona fide spiritual master, is needed and accept mantra and initiation from him is also needed. In Haribhakti Vilas, Sri Sanatana Goswami says, avaisnavopadishtena mantrena nirayam vrajet punastha vidina samyagrahet vaisnavat guru. This means, one should not take mantra from a Vaishnava. Who is a Vaishnava? That one should know. A Vaishnava means who is not a devotee of Krishna and who is very much attached to wife or woman. Past woman and who has connection with such persons who are attached to women, Sri Sangi. If someone accepts such a Vaishnava guru and takes mantra from him, he should go to hell, nirayam vrajet. Therefore, Shastra says, one should take mantra from bona fide Vaishnava guru. Then next question arises, one accepts such a bona fide Vaishnava guru and takes mantra from him, But how to chant mantra? One should chant mantra henselessly, niraparat nam grahana. So what are those aparadhas, offenses, in chanting Harinam? That one should know. Therefore, bona fide spiritual master, when initiates disciples or gives, in other words, gives mantra to disciples, he speaks all about it, about the nama paradas. If someone chants nam, Harinam senselessly, he will get Krishna prem, the love of Krishna, and thereby you get Krishna. Niraparadha nam loyally by Krishna prem. Also, Abhinnatam namo namina, the name of Krishna and Krishna are non-different. When Guru, bona fide Guru, a pure devotee of Krishna, gives Harinam to the disciple, thereby he gives Krishna. Because name of Krishna and Krishna are non-different. That is the supreme perfection of human life, to get Krishna. And thereby you'll get Krishna. If you accept, if someone accepts the bona fide Vaishnava Guru, spiritual master, and gets mantra from him, Harinam from him, and according to his instruction, following the rules and regulations very strictly, chants Harinam, it is sure the disciple or the devotee will get Krishna. Get Krishna prem, thereby get Krishna. Definitely. Now, I'll speak about nama parad. There are 10 types of nama parad, thus nama parad. Number one is sadhu ninda, blaspheming a sadhu. The number one nama parad. Then which sadhu one should know? The simple definition of a sadhu is Krishnika saranam bhakta sadhu. That means who is completely surrendered at the lotus feet of Krishna, he is sadhu. He is a devotee, pure devotee of Krishna. Such sadhus, such devotees, they have dedicated their lives to propagate Krishna Naam and Bani. The message of Krishna and Krishna Naam throughout the world. Those who do like this, they are sadhus or Vaishnavas. One should not blaspheme such Vaishnavas and sadhus. Jahan sadhu ninda tahan nahi bhakti sthiti. Atai aparadhi tatha parinati. The Shastra says this thing. If there is sadhu ninda, there is no question of bhakti. That is a great offense. Therefore, those who are taking initiation, taking Harinam from a bonafide spiritual master, they should not commit such offense. This is number one, namaparad. Number two, to think the other demigods as Bhagavan, the Lord, and the name of Krishna, the form of Krishna and qualities and pastimes of Krishna are different from Krishna. If someone thinks like that, that is also aparadha, offense. This is second namaparadha. If someone thinks Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma as Bhagavan, that is aparadha. If someone chants name of Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma and says this is as good as chanting Krishna Naam, that is aparadha. Those who are atheists, they sometimes think these demigods are Bhagavan. But a devotee, Krishna Bhakta, very well knows that this is aparadha, offense. A demigod may be very, very powerful. However powerful a demigod may be, he can never be Bhagavan or same as Bhagavan or equal with Bhagavan. Anna deva saha samo vishnu ke je mane se bada ajnana isa tattva na hi jane. E jada jagate vishnu parama ishvara girishadi jato deva tar vidinkara. Vasudev chhadi jai anna deva bhaje ishvara chhadiya se ishvara sarate maje. It is said in Shastra. Lord Vishnu or Krishna is Parameshwara. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva or demigods are his servants. If someone perceives demigods thinking them as Ishwar or Bhagavan, he is committing offense, namaparadha. Or if someone thinks Lord Brahma or Shiva are as good as Bhagavan, as good as Lord Vishnu, he also commits namaparadha. Is number one four, ignorant four. If someone worships Bhagavan Vishnu or Krishna, automatically all the demigods are worshipped. No need of separate worship of the demigods. Then नामिक शरण जय भक्त महाजन एकेश्वर कृष्ण भजी छाड़े अन्य जन. इट स्टेटेड वन वाज कंप्लीटली टेकन शेल्टर ऑफ हरि नाम, ही ओनली वर्शिप्स कृष्ण, ही नेवर वर्शिप्स द डेमिगॉड्स. देन क्वेश्चन अराइजेस, how will one behave towards demigods? Shall we disregard them? This question arises. But instruction is that yadartha anna deve karena darshan krishna dasa boli tare karena bandhan. মায়াবাদী গণ যদি বিষ্ণু পূজা করে প্রসাদ নির্মাল্য ভক্ত নাহি লয়ে ডরে, মায়াবাদী হরিনামে অপরাধী হয় তাহার প্রদত্ত পূজা হরি নাই লয়, শুধু ভক্ত নাম অপরাধী নাই হয়, নাম করি প্রেম পায় নামে দেহ জয়ার্স Lord Krishna. They are also Krishna Dasas. They are also the servants of Krishna Das. So, we should pay regards, respects to them, because they are Krishna Dasas. They are servants of Krishna. In other words, they are also Vaishnavas, though not pure Vaishnavas. So, we will pay them regard. But one who is a mayabadi, atheist, impersonalist, if he worships Vishnu and offers prasad to Vishnu, a Vaishnava will never accept it. Because Krishna or Vishnu never accepts his puja. If a Vaishnava will worship Vishnu, or offers prasad to Vishnu or Krishna, then we will take it. Then third, namaparad, offense, to disobey the orders of the spiritual master. So, gives you harinam. You know, nam-tattva with guru. One, at any circumstances, should not disobey the orders of such guru. That is a great offense. Other offenses, if someone commits other offenses, there are prashchittas, atonements, to counteract the offenses. But this offense, nam tattva vid guru kumprati abhagya, that means disobeying nam tattva vid guru, cannot be counteracted by any sort of atonement, prashchitta. One should be very, very cautious not to commit such offense. Acharya mam vijanyam nad manyet parichis namatya buddhya sveta sarva deva maya guru. Srimad Bhagavatam says so. The spiritual master, acharya, is not an ordinary human being. One should not think like that. If someone thinks like that, he commits a great offense. Krishna says, Acharya mang vijanya. Such an acharya or guru is my personal representative, matsuru. He is as good as myself. Sakhyat dharitena samasta sastrei. Tastatha bhavyata eva sabhi. Kintu prabhujya priyaiva tasya vande guru sri charanar vindam. And that is stated in Guru Bhashtaka. Sakhyat dhari. That guru, spiritual master, is as good as Lord Hari. Lord Hari is visavigraha. Whereas spiritual master guru is asavigraha. There are two bhagavans, visavigraha bhagavan and asavigraha bhagavan. Sarvitar bhagavan is guru, asavigraha bhagavan. Therefore one should not think such guru as an ordinary human being. Those are mayabadis. living guru as Krishna. But guru is not Krishna. Krishna is absolute truth, is one without second. Is Vishvavigraha Bhagavan. But guru, pure devotee, is servitor Bhagavan. Is Ashwavigraha Bhagavan, is not Krishna. Vishvavigraha Bhagavan. Maharaj is thinking like that. The Vaishnava thinks so. This is the opinion of a Vaishnava. So, those are Vaishnavas, they should be very, very careful in this respect also. Guru te avagyan jar tar aparad, se aparadhe tar bhaya bhakti bad ho. Guru Krishna Vaishnava te samabhakti kari, nanasraya sudha bhakta sikra jaya tori. Guru te achala sraddha kare jai jana, Suddha nam bale sehi paay prema dhana, stated in Shastra. If someone commits aparadha, offense at the lotus feet of Guru, by disregarding him, disobeying him, he'll go to hell. His bhakti will be completely destroyed. So, Guru Krishna Vaishnavete Samabhakti Kali. The Guru, Krishna and Vaishnava. You understand? They are of equal level. So one should cultivate bhakti equally to Guru, Krishna and Vaishnava. One who have unflinching faith and unalloyed devotion towards Guru, a spiritual master, is a very, very fortunate person and he can chant your name and thereby can get Krishna prema. Sadguru ra prati jayi avagya achare, se papishta aparadhi sarvatra sansare. Adaya prathame vishesh jatna kari, sudhavarte laibena guru rupe vari. Sadguru avagya aparadha bhayamko, e aparadhe nashta kuye deva nara. This is stated. One should not disobey the orders of Sadguru. If someone does so, the great offender throughout the universe and must go to hell. But one should be very, very careful to accept such a Sadguru as his spiritual master. Sadguru means a pure devotee, Lord Krishna, Sadguru. Very, very careful. You should. The Shastra says in Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sanatana Goswami has also said, the devotee, I mean say, that aspirant disciple, should test the guru, spiritual master, for 1 year. Whether he is a pure devotee or not, whether he has got Krishna 100% or not. I want 100% Krishna. So if he is a pure devotee and got Krishna 100%, then he can give me 100% Krishna. I want 100% Krishna. Not 50% or 75% or 25% or like that. This is disciples. Taste. And similarly, Guru must taste disciple. Whether he'll be a pakka disciple, 100% disciple, means, can such person obey me at any all circumstances. Guru means you will inflict severe discipline on the disciple. Disciple means under strict discipline. This is disciple. Guru's business is to inflict discipline on disciple, and disciple's business is obey it without hesitation. Obey it very gladly. Discipline may be very, very severe. Still, disciples will obey it very gladly. Then he'll be a bona fide disciple. And he must get the mercy of the spiritual master, and thereby you get Krishna praying and get Krishna. Then fourth offense is Shruti Shastra Ninda. The blasphemy, Shruti Shastra, Vedic scriptures. Mayabaddha jive Krishna bahu krupa kari Veda Puranadi dhira arja jnana kari. Mayabaddha jive nahi Krishna, Shruti jnana, jivere krupaye Krishna koila Veda Puran. It is stated. The conditioned souls, those are captured by Maya, Mayabaddha jive. They are forgotten Krishna. So Krishna is very merciful. And therefore, he gave this Veda Puranas for those conditioned souls. In those Vedas and Puranas, scriptures, Vedic scriptures, all descriptions about Krishna and devotional service, all these purposes are there. And this is the mercy of Krishna. And one should not blaspheming such Vedas and Vedic scriptures. That is offense, nama aparadha. Fifth aparadha, name arthavada aparadha. Name arthavada means to think of or give different meanings of Harinam. That is Nama Arthavad, and also in Shastra. There are Mahatmya, sir, Nam Mahatmya. What do you say by Mahatmya? Nam Mahatmya. What is the result? The transcendental result. Both the result, transcendental, spiritual and material, someone may get by chanting Harinam. It is all there in scriptures. If someone thinks it is imaginary, kalpunik, one thinks like that, he is also an offender. He commits offense, namaparadha. And someone thinks, the compilers of Sashastra, writers of Sashastra, has written like that in order to attract people towards Hari or Harinam. This is known as Arthavada also. If someone says like that, thinks like that, he commits offense. He must go to hell. Harinam arthavada je adhama kare se papishtha narakete pachi pachi mare. It is said. If someone gives such meanings, different meanings, Harinam is a great offender, he must go to hell. Very often, we speak about Sukruti. There are three kinds of Sukruti: Karmamukhi Sukruti, Jnanamukhi Sukruti, and Bhaktinmukhi Sukruti. And Bhaktinmukhi Sukruti is the best type of Sukruti. If someone has got such Sukriti, Bhakti Mukhi Sukriti, he is very, very fortunate. Then we will be naturally attracted towards Vaishnavas and towards this name. Those who have no Sukriti, such Sukriti, they are not interested towards Vaishnavas and towards chanting of Harina. Such a person cannot develop faith in holy name. So, he cannot get a good result or auspicious result if he chants name. One must ask for faith in name. This is the most important thing. If someone meets such an offender who has no faith in Harinam, who has some doubt in it, if someone meets such an offender, it is a very bad day to consider very, very inauspicious. When Shastra says one must at once take bath in the Ganges. If Ganges is not there, so you must take bath in some pure water, invoking Ganges, oh pavitrum pavitrum ba, like that mantra. Then sixth offense. Namabole papa buddhi, committing pap, sin, the strength of Harinam. That's namabole papa buddhi. Shastra says, Guru says, Sadhu says, that the Harinam or Krishna Nam destroys all the sins and sinful reactions. Adhamira is a very good example in this respect, how he was delivered from all sinful reactions for chanting Narayana at the time of day. He had given name Narayana to his youngest son. He called his youngest son, not called Narayana, Supreme Lord. But still, this name Narayana, name of the Lord, is so powerful that at once all the sinful reactions are destroyed. Vishnu Rupa came down there. That description is there in 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. But if someone thinks alike, this is a very powerful weapon I have got, I will commit sins and then I will chant Harinam and I will be free from the reactions of sinful activities. Then again new sins I will commit and then again I will chant Harinam and I will be free from the reactions. Such type of thinking is aparadh, is offense. One should not do like that. It is stated. কিন্তু যদি কোন জন নামে করি বড় আচরে নূতন পাপ সেজন চঞ্চল সে কেবল কপটতা করিয়া আশ্রয় নাম অপরাধে পায় শোক মুক্তি ভয়। If someone thinks like that, commits new sins by strength of chanting Hari Nam is a great offender, is a hypocrite cry. Number one hypocrite. He must go to hell and suffer there thousands of lives. And one very good important, means very, very important question is there. Those who are accepting Naam, Hari Naam, from bona fide guru, they should be very, very careful not to commit such offense. They will never commit any sinful sin or do any sinful activity. What to speak of committing sin or doing sinful activity? If they will think of sins, committing sins in their mind, those who are nanasrayis, those who have accepted Naam, initiated by a bona fide spiritual master, they also thereby commit nanapraap, this nanapraap. Sansari manava jeva acharoi paap, prashchita acheta ar anutaap. Kintu nama bade jadi paape kore mati, prashchita nahi tar badei durgati. বহুতম যাতনা আদি পাইলেও তার সে অপরাধ হইতে না হয় উদ্ধার। পাপে মতি মাত্রে হয় এরূপ যন্ত্রণা, পাপাচারে যত দোষ তারও কি গণনা। শাস্ত্র শেষ অনুবাদ কন্ডিশন সো সংসারী মানব ওয়ার্ল্ডলি ম্যান if he commits some sin, then there is prayaschit for him, atonement for him. But namgore jadi paape kore moti, prayaschit nahi tar bolo yukati. But someone commits such sin with strength of chanting Hari Naam or thinks of sin in his mind, there is no atonement. He must go to hell. Still he will not be delivered. He cannot be liberated. If someone thinks it, that means a nanasroyi, one who has taken Hari Naam, accepted Hari Naam from a bona fide spiritual master, thinks some obscenes in his mind, he commits offense and he must go to hell by mere thinking, and what to speak of committing or doing sinful activity. That is it. Then seventh nama prad. Sadhaina jane nama upadesh pradhan. Sadha, sabde vishwasa kahe, sudruta nishchar, krishna bhakti kahele sarva karma, Sraddha means firm faith or belief. In name, in Hari Naam, in Guru, in Shastra, in Krishna. That is Sraddha. You understand? And a person who has no such Sraddha, no such belief, he should not be initiated. He should not be given this name. If someone does so, he commits a great sin. That is a great apraad, offense. This is seventh apraad. Sraddhahina jane artha lobhe nama diya, naro kete jaya nama paradhi majya. If it is for Guru, one who gives name. Such a person who has no Sraddha, no belief, and faith in Hari Naam, that Guru will go to hell, definitely. If thereby he comes nama prad, if by getting money, some person come, alight, I'll give you 10,000 rupees or 20,000, 50,000 or 1 lakh rupees like that. So Gurudev gave me a name, the bag. If someone develops such greed for money and gives name, Harinam, to such an offender, such a person, that guru, so-called guru, is an offender. He must go to hell. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has his instruction in this. Saddhavana jane karo nama upadesh, nama mahimaya purna karo sampadesh. Ujo saṅkirtane kari saddhār pachār sadhālabhi jīva kare sadguru vijā. Sadguru nikate kare srinām grahan anāya sipāya tabe krishna primadhā. Choro vesya sathvādi papa sakta jane chadāyā papamati dive saddhā jane. Susraddha hile dive nama upadesh, erupe nama diya tāra sampadesh. This instruction of Srimad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Saddhavana jane karo nama upadesh. Those who are Saddhavana, those who have developed firm faith, the holy name of Krishna, Krishna, Guru, Shastra, give them name. They are qualified persons to be initiated, get Harinam. In this way, you Vaishnava give name to such Saddhavan persons. And in this way, you feel all the country, all the strait by holy name. So saṅkirtane kari saddhār pachār saddhālabhi jīva kari sadguru vichār. First, you do ucha saṅkirtane. Loud chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rāma, Hare Rāma, Rāma Rāma, Hare Hare. Loud kirtane. Do loud kirtane. Thereby, Vaiṣṇava gives saddhā, gives faith. When the Vaishnava or Vaishnava Guru will see that certain person developed Shraddha now, firm faith in the holy name, then he will initiate him and give him now, otherwise not. Should not give him name. Those who are thieves, those who are prostitutes, those who are hypocrites, those who are sinful persons, they should associate with pure devotees, Vaishnavas, and first hear this name, uttering this holy name. And this is transcendental sound vibration. Let this transcendental sound vibration touch their ears, enter into their ears. Then their hearts will be purified and gradually they will develop happily. The Vaishnava Guru will see and will be convinced that now this thief or prostitute or a hypocrite has developed now firm faith in Harinam, Krishna Nam. Then he will give him name or initiate him or accept him as disciple. Mahaprabhu's order. Then eighth aparad, anna subha karma saitha harinam ku suman mane kariva. That means in English, if someone thinks this Harinam or Krishnam as good as other auspicious activities given or mentioned in Vedas, such type of thinking is also an offense. If someone thinks like so, or someone says like that, he is a great offender. If by chance Someone meets such a person or sees his face, such an offender's face, at once or immediately he should utter Harinam and take bath. Thereby he will be Manjula especially. You cannot perform any sort of auspicious activity. Haranam, 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 Iva, Kevalam. Kalau nasteva, 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 Vatiranyatha, Upanishad, Veda, says so. In Kali Yuga, there is no other way, no other way, no other way. Three times. Haranam, Iva, Kevalam. Only Harinam, accept Harinam, take shelter of Harinam. And this is the most auspicious activity. You cannot perform any auspicious activity in this Kali Yuga. It's only Harinam. Therefore, this Harinam is Yuga Dharma, this Kali Yuga. The ninth aparad, Nama Grahana Vishaya Onobodhana. While chanting name with your beads, don't be inattentive. There should not be oscillation of mind. The name of Krishna and Krishna are none different. Repeatedly, Shastra says, Guru says, Sadhu says. So chanting name means to concentrate on Lord Krishna or Vishnu. This is most important thing. One should not be inattentive, thinking something else and then hearing right. No, one should not do like that. Chant nicely and concentrate on Lord Vishnu or Krishna and power. In the initial stage, you cannot concentrate on the form. So, concentrate on the sound vibration, transcendental sound vibration. Or, come to the temple, look at the deities, deities of Krishna, Vishnu, or Mahaprabhu, and then chant before the deities. Thereby you will concentrate. I'll chant in the assembly of Vaishnavas, sadhus. These are the instructions for the initial stage. Initial chanters, those who are in the initial stage, those who are not developed, pray. When you develop prema and chant your name, you can see Krishna, the beautiful form of Krishna. Srinama smarile rupo aise sange sange. If you think of the name or chant name, Harinam, you will see the beautiful form of Krishna, definitely. If you cannot see, then it is to be understood that your heart is not purified. There are offenses. One should think, and this is the fact. Therefore, what to be done? The one should, at that stage, come to the temple, look at the deities and chant. Or you have some photos, pictures of Lord Krishna. So look at that picture or photo and chant. Our chant in the assembly of Vaishnavas. That should be done. In this way, gradually you will develop faith, or gradually your heart will be purified, and you will see the form of beautiful form of Krishna while taking name, chanting name, definitely. So this is ninth aparad, nam grahana visaya anubodhana. When you are chanting in the beads, beats given by Guru. You should concentrate form of Lord Vishnu or Krishna, just Krishna. And there are three types of inattention or this aparadha. Sadhana karja udasinya urta nishtharo bhava. If you are neglecting sadhana vidhi, that means this regulative principles, not following strictly, then this offense will be committed. This is number one. Second is jaryo, or alasya. If you are a lazy man, lazy fellow, then you must commit such offense. One need not even sunnat village. So get up early in the morning, say at 3:30 or 4, take your bath, cold bath, come to the temple. All the devotees are assembled there. They are chanting and then kirtan, Mangala Arati. Nice kirtan, dance. After that chanting, amongst the assembly of devotees. One should do it. And sooner to lazy, lie down and bed after 3:30 or 4. If someone does so, he commits such offense. Then vikhepa, vikha means oscillation of mind. Chanting Harina and thinking anything else other than Hari or Krishna. That is vikhepa. So, this aparadha includes all these things. So one should be very, very careful in this respect. And many people, in many devotees, will find such oscillation of mind, vikhepa is there. So for those devotees, for disciples, this instruction will give, it is better on their part to chant Harinam, beads, Brahma Muhurta, that means from 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. in the morning, early in the morning, that is known as Brahma Muhurta. That is the best time. At that time, this wicked mind, or fickle mind, will very easily concentrate. So, during that time, you finish your rounds, as much, as many rounds you can, it's better. But after that, and it will be say, people have already got up from their beds. So many thought vibrations are now in the atmosphere. You cannot concentrate your mind at that time. So in the noon, at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., or 12 noon, afternoon, very difficult to concentrate the mind and the part of a neophyte, beginner. And who has this vikhepto, such lesson of mind? So it is better on his part to get up very early in the morning, take cold bath, come to Mangala Arati and chant. And finish as many rounds as you can between 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. At that time, mind will be very easily fixed, concentrated. That is best way. Then the rest rounds will be chanted after finishing everything in the night. Finish all your business, take your bath, be calm and quiet, lie down, sleep, go to bed, the atmosphere again, calm. Finish your rounds and go to dead. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj says, his mind is very wicked, vanatumi padadusta, very wicked mind. So, give this wicked mind hundreds of beatings with shoes in early in the morning. And before going to bed, retiring to bed at night, give this wicked mind hundreds of beatings with the broom, chanchuni praha. That means, get up early in the morning and chant Harinam, Hare Krishna. That is the beating of this wicked mind, beating with the shoes. Hundreds of minutes you take. And before retiring to the bed, chant Harinam again. Take hundreds of names. Thus beating the wicked mind with the broomstick. That Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami says. So, this is ninth aparad. Then tenth aparad, aham mamo bhava aparad. Thinking or saying, I and mine. Those who say, it is very natural with all conditioned souls, thinking, I or mine, saying, I or mine. I am such and such. I am Brahman, I am Vaishnava, I am king. I am such and such. I am Nruhari. I am Bharatiya, I am Indian, I am American, I am such and such like that. I am Pandit, I am king, such and such. It's I, mine. Everything belongs to me. This is mine, tape recorder is mine, this camera is mine, this house is mine, this property is mine, family is mine, my wife is mine. Children are mine, everything. This country is mine. Everything. Yatra parayija taudigara se sabu. Ode mu adhishvara. I am the monarch of all, I serve. At last, I am the monarch of all, I serve. This I and mine. You understand? Such type of thinking. Such type of teaching. This thing, such type of attitude, is also great offense, namaparad. Jaham mamo mamo bhavaparad. Therefore, one should be very, very careful not to commit such sin. Everything belongs to Krishna. Amar bolite prabhu ar kichuna. Tumi amar Pita Bandhu Bhai. Oh Lord Krishna, there is nothing mine. Everything belongs to you. You are my father, you are my friend, you are my brother, you are everything to me. This is a very nice song, sung by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Amar Bolite Prabhu Ar Kichu Nai. Tumi Amar Matra Pita Bandhu Bhai. It's a nice song, one should know it. Thereby one should get rid of such offense. This is tenth offense. You see, ten types of namaparad. Those who are taking this Harinam, in other words, accepting spiritual master and being initiated by him, should be very, very careful not to commit namaparads. They should chant your name, thereby get Krishna prema and get Krishna, make their life successful. I hope so. Hare Krishna. Yes. I think now you understand very well. is Namapradas, isn't it? So we be very careful and cautious not to commit any type of Namaparad. Chant your name and get Krishna Prem, thereby get Krishna. Make your life successful. I hope so. You understand? So I accept you as my humble disciple and hope that you will throughout your life be surrendered to your Guru and Krishna and obey the order of spiritual masters and should not disobey any circumstances. Be a pure devotee and good disciple and make your life successful, I think so. So, your spiritual name is Raghunath Bhatta Das. Alright, I give this gift to you. You chant 16 rounds at least daily. Get Krishna Prem and make your life successful. And because of not to commit any offense, Namaparad. Then Janatali Javit, all right. So Janet Elizabeth Roland, come up, come near. So now you can understand very well the Namaparadas, isn't it? And be very careful not to commit any aparad. Chant your name, get Krishna Prem and get Krishna and thereby achieve the supreme perfection of life. And remain always devoted to your spiritual master, thereby Krishna. And don't disobey the order of spiritual master. And engage yourself throughout your life in devotional service under the guidance of bona fide spiritual master. Therefore, I accept you as my disciple and give you this name, Harinam, this bead. So your new birth and new name is, the spiritual name, initiate name is Jasaswini Devi Dasi.
Thank you for the nice name.
Jasaswini Devi Dasi.
There's another Mataji initiated by Prabhupada in England by the same name.
Same name?
Yashasvini. She's a nice devotee, very advanced Mataji.
That's a nice name, Joseph Swami. Prabhupada gave that. So that name came up to me.
What does it mean? She wanted to know what it meant.
Joseph Swami, the sister of Yashoda Mata. You understand?
It has any meaning also?
What is meaning? Why do you bother about meaning? Yashoda Mata is mother of Krishna, her sister. Jasaswini is a dear devotee of Krishna. That's all right. Meaning, literal meaning is, Jasa means fame. You understand? Jasaswini, woman is very famous. Jasaswini. Male is Jasaswi, female is Jasaswi. Feminine gender. In literal meaning.
We really feel indebted to you to give us so much mercy. It's the greatest, really the best thing that's ever happened to us. We're going to Puri tomorrow for a couple of days, and I would like to know, maybe you can tell me what kind of instructions you wanted us. Maybe you can give me some instructions.
We're going Puri?
For 2.5 days.
2.5 days. Then we'll come back here.
Come back.
All right, go.
So you'll tell us then when we come back?
Mm-hmm. Come back.
Talk to us about the type of service you wanted me to do?
Well,
you told me that you were going to give me some instructions after initiation.
Yes, come back from Puri.
We have some guru vaccine.
Yes.
We collected.
All right.
Where can I put it? Huh? Inside your room before we leave?
Where is that for? Hey! What are you like with Dhruva?
So, then I'll speak to you when I get back.
Mm-hmm.
I'll speak to you when you get back.
Yes, when you coming back, Puri. All right.
Thank you.
How many days will you stay here?
We're leaving tomorrow. We'll stay till Monday morning.
After Puri, then coming back Puri.
Oh, well, the thing is, we were supposed to go to Bangalore to a hospital, like a hospital with special diet to help us. But there's no train available till the 6th of June.
6th of June?
No train, yes. But the problem is that the minimum to stay at the hospital is 20 days. And my visa expires at the end of June.
Mm-hmm.
So for me to do that, I have to have extension of my visa.
Mm-hmm.
So first I will find out if I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to try every way we can help our health.
Mm-hmm.
We're not in so much, both of us are not in so much shape to do so much. It's a little difficult. Let's see what Krishna helps us.
Krishna is the protector. This mental body, my Guru Maharaj says, the first hindrance, the path of devotional service, mental body, so many problems, birth, death, old age, disease, so many things. My Guru Maharaj says, first hindrance, if you don't have spiritual body, then how nice it would have been, isn't it? Mental body.
On one hand we hear that the human life is durlabha.
Durlabha, yes.
And on the other hand it's a hindrance.
Hindrance because of this mental body. But in this human form of life, one can have this Krishna Bhakti. And this body is meant for it. Therefore it is durlabha. Now the body, even demigod's body, one cannot have this pure devotion. Demigods are also bhaktas. That devotee is, but that devotion is mixed devotion, karma mishra. But only pure devotion will be obtained in human form of life. Therefore, this body is dullabham. Demigods are aspiring for this human body.
Amazing. I wanted to just ask you one more question, if you don't mind. How does a spiritual master choose a spiritual name for the disciple, if you don't mind me asking? I mean, is it just Krishna arranging?
Yes, Krishna arranges, Krishna prompts.
Okay.
Yes, Krishna prompts, that's all right.
Thank you very much. Hi, Guru Maharaj. I wanted to know, we've been initiated, so maybe you can give us some instructions. What you'd like us to do as far as helping you.
Yes.
I have some ideas.
Main help is this project.
Main help is in this project.
Prabhupada's last founded project.
Yes.
1977, he passed away. So in 1977, February 2nd, the appearance table on Nityananda, installed the cornerstone here. So it was the last founded project. He has given me all charge. Lord Govind, he will stay here. He will see this project is done. And this is on my head. So 12 years has already passed.
You have written plans?
Yes,
maybe before I leave I can get, is it possible I can get some copies?
Our engineer is there, Patita Pavan Das.
Patita Pavan
Das. Engineer?
I don't know, I'll find out who he is.
He comes every day. He's a disciple of mine. Patita Pavan Das is engineer. He has plans. There's an office, construction office there. You ask him, he'll show you everything.
Just to get enthused about what it needs to be
yes,
done?
Yes, he'll tell you everything, show you plans, everything.
So, is it, obviously it seems to be finances are needed.
Finance is the most main thing, yes. Finance is the main thing. So, this is my only request, one and all. Please, finance. Collect love for this project.
Mm.
Yes, and my Guru Maharaj has also said that thing, indicating the foreign disciples.
Mm.
He says, these people have problems, they can't stay here. They will come and go, but they will help you.
Mm.
Yes, sir. They will help you. So, accept them, be sympathetic towards them. There are many problems.
Does it mean
sometimes,
us?
Sometimes, huh?
Does it mean us?
Yes, he indicates his foreign
Western.
Disciples, Western disciples. So sometimes they may act something differently, violently or unmannerly. This is not conducive to Vaishnava Sadachar. May do like that, act like that. Because they don't know of this Vaishnava Sadachara etiquette properly, they have not been educated and trained up. But you have to teach them, train up them, tolerate, cooperate. It's all like that. Tolerate and cooperate.
So as far as specifics, you're not giving us any specifics how and where, and you're just saying however we do it, just collect lots.
Yes. You think of the means.
Okay, so I have a question. I understand your viewpoint towards astrology, and I understand that we don't need to do astrology. But before I came here, I had already got my astrological chart done.
That's all right.
Before I came. So, because it's already done, he's going to give me information how I can, what opportunities to make money, to collect money. Can I utilize it then?
Yes, you may. Ask the astrologer. But
don't be lying.
Krishna is the supreme authority. He can do and undo things.
So it's a matter of our consciousness, really, that we're seeing is Krishna sanctioning. If anything happens, it's ultimately Krishna.
Yes. Krishna is the ultimate sanctioning authority.
Hmm.
Anumanta. Gita, he says, Anumanta. I am the sanctioning authority. So unless Krishna sanctions, nothing can take place. So we completely depend on Krishna. We Vaishnava devotees. Completely we have taken shelter at his lotus feet, completely surrendered. So we completely depend on Krishna. This is a devotee. A Vaishnava or a devotee should act in this way. You understand? though astrological influence is there, planetary influence, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur was also a great astrologer.
Mm.
He had introduced this Vaishnava calendar, Panjika, so you understand. Astrology is there because we must see what is the favorable position, favorable planetary situations that will help. But the devotee who is completely surrendered to the lotus feet of Krishna, he doesn't depend on all these things. Because Krishna can do and undo things. All the planets, they move under Krishna's control. Under Krishna's control. So, one who is completely surrendered unto the lotus feet of Krishna, he need not depend upon this. Still, those who are not completely dependent, completely surrendered, they should take your business.
So, is that the only main instructions you have for us, really?
Yeah. Yes. That's mine. Main instruction is this. Help me in this completion of this project.
Do you want me to also use some of my time for preaching?
Yes, unless you preach, how can you collect money? A Vaishnava. Mm-hmm. If a Vaishnava collects money, he must preach and motivate the people and get money from them. Otherwise, how can he collect money, Vaishnava? Vaishnava is not a karmi. You understand?
So you don't so much approve of, like I was thinking, of course, whatever you say, I was thinking of doing some preaching at the temple.
Yeah.
And then doing sangha maybe once or twice a week, and then starting some type of business which doesn't require so much time, but where some money can come in and then I can...
Yes, business, gross or do business.
Because I've been...
And business for Krishna also, can be done. Anybody can do. Brahmachari, Rastha, Brahm, Banprasthi, Sannyas, anybody can do. Business for Krishna, yes.
Maybe you can empower me to collect a lot of money.
Yeah. This is now present need. There are some present need.
Also, what I plan to do is take some of your tapes, not proselytize, but kind of like introduce some devotees that are looking for guru to your tapes and...
Yes.
And believe them to make the decision, not force. So
no force. There is no question of forcing. It is a natural attraction.
Yes.
Basing on love. You understand? Spontaneous attraction. No forcing is there in the spiritual field.
Or even like pushing. You know, I don't want to like make it look like I'm trying to get them to accept you. In other words, it has to be their decision. I can introduce the tapes. Let them listen, and if they have some spontaneous attraction, I can give them more.
Yes, one who is interested, one who is inquisitive, and tell him, preach him. That's all I do.
There's a great need for your classes. It's like fill up a vacuum in the West. There's nothing like your classes, I've heard. Can I ask you... I'm trying to understand, maybe it's too much for me to try to understand, about our names. You had said that there's certain proper names, like spiritual master gives a name for the disciple at initiation. I'm trying to understand, how does Raghunath Bhatta fit me?
Yes, now, first principle is that we keep up the first letter of this karma name. Accordingly, name is given. You see, Bhakti Siddhanta's name, Gaur Kishore Das Maharaj gave, is a...
Human of Krishna. Bimala Prasad.
His karmic name was Bimala Prasad. Yes, they. Bimala Prasad. Yes. Bimala Prasad. Sorry, I don't know. Bhakti Vinod's name was Kedarnath. Kedarnath. Something. Yes, Kedarnath. They, I don't know, but they have something. Kedarnath. Bhakti. Guru Maharaj's name was Abhayacharan Dev. He was Abhayacharan Dev. So, his initiated name was what?
Abhayacharan
Aravinda. Abhayacharan Aravinda Das, yes. Vimala Prasad, Gaur Kishor Das Babaji named him. Varsavhanavi Devi Doito Dasa.
That was Shiva Bhaktisiddhanta?
Varsavhanavi Devi Doito Dasa. You understand? Vimala means V, from V. V is the first letter, Bo. So, he named Varsavhanavi Devi Doito Dasa. Varsavhanavi means Radharani. Daita means Radharani's husband, Krishna. Varsavhanavi Devi Daita Dasa. This is the process. How name is given, spiritual name. You understand? Similarly.
And then choosing the particular name is just spiritual master just decides.
That is of the spiritual master.
I just want to know if there was any more reason.
That is of the spiritual master. He should give me.
So,
Josephine has some questions.
She has questions. I'm going to put it on a different tape. This tape is the initiation tape, and I want to keep it organized. I want to know if. Is there any special, in other words, whatever we can do, you will accept, we try our best.
Who?
In other words, you're just like saying whatever we can offer.
To me?
Yes.
Money?
Yeah.
I need, work me for this project, completion of the project of mine, Guru Maharaj, not need anything else.
Randy, maybe we'll do that. We want to know if there's any more specific instructions for us.
Mm-hmm.
As far as now we've taken initiation, we're your disciples. If there are any more specific instructions for
this us. This is general instruction. Chant nicely, defenselessly. Be a good devotee, pure devotee. And serve throughout your life. Don't deviate from this path. Guru and Gauranga. You understand? And Jasya Prasadat Bhavut Prasadat. If the spiritual master is pleased, then Krishna is pleased. This is the process of to please Krishna. If the spiritual master is displeased, Krishna is never pleased by any means. You understand? Oh, spiritual master is everything but the disciple. Mm-hmm. The disciple soul, taking all risks, please, spiritual master, what he desires, he must do accordingly. That is disciple's duty. So my instruction is, you chant nicely, 16 rounds daily. Don't neglect your neglect in chanting, whatever may be situation, in any adverse situation, we must chant 16 rounds. You understand? Minimum. And nicely, up and so on. Thereby, you can get Krishna praying, thereby Krishna. You understand? And I hope you should get Krishna and your life will be successful. Thereby, make your life successful. Good devotees, good Vaishnava. Mm-hmm. That is pleasure. That be my pleasure. Yes. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj says, he was a very powerful Vaishnava. Just eve of his departure from this planet, he called all his disciples. Just, they were all assembled there, all were sitting there. Bhakti Siddhanta Goswami Maharaj said, nobody is my disciple. Nobody is my disciple, he says. What does that mean? That means, though apparently all of them are my disciples, but nobody is truly my disciple. Because nobody has accepted my discipline. He said that. All are under mental concoction, monodharma. You understand? This is the purpose of his saying. If one devotee, one disciple, if I have made one pure devotee, pure disciple, out of all these disciples, then I think that my business as guru is well done, well performed. He says, I have been successful in my business. He said like that. You understand? It is not an easy task to deliver a conditioned soul from the clutches of Maya. You understand? This material world is a port, is a prison house. It's a port or prison house of Maya. You understand? She has imprisoned so many conditioned souls here, all were undergoing, all are undergoing miserable life, janma mrityu jara bad, birth, death, old age and disease, all are suffering from this. So, it is very, very difficult task. It is very, very difficult task to take out one conditioned soul from the prison house of Maya. You understand? Spiritual master has to exhort a lot for it. He has to spend gallons and gallons of spiritual blood to take out, to deliver conditioned soul from prison house of Maya. Such a heavy task, you see. Then he says, all right, if I have successfully taken out one soul out of the prison house of Maya, then I'll think that my endeavor or my duty has been successfully performed. I have performed successfully. Do you understand? He says like that. Actually, It is very, very difficult to talk. To deliberate.